Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We are so happy because we're going to continue talking about the Big Brain Theory. I'm certainly into science. Stephanie is too. And we're talking about this program on the Discovery Channel, which is basically some kind of competition where participants or teams or squads, as we describe them, receive some kind of challenge, an engineering challenge that is seemingly impossible. They need to brainstorm ideas and try to come up with a solution, and they need to execute these ideas under real-world conditions.
Yeah, these contestants are all very good in math, science, especially engineering. Their challenge for today, at least the first episode, their challenge is very difficult. When I heard what it is, I thought, wow, I wouldn't have the first clue on what to do. But of course, these guys are well-trained in these disciplines, especially engineering. So they come up with some ideas. We're going to have to find out and see if they worked. Remember, they're competing against each other. And at the end of the competition, they've got several episodes to go through. We're going to be left with one big winner who's going to get $50,000 in cash and is going to be offered a dream job, which means a really great job with a high-tech company, not just an entry-level, but something where they're making good bucks.
Sounds cool, yeah. And we wish them the best of luck, and we're going to find out exactly what happens today. It's kind of weird. It involves two trucks crashing into each other.
Yeah.
Let's find out what this is all about by listening to the entire contents of today's lesson right now. The first episode literally begins with a bang. After a short introductory speech by the host, the contestants witness a jaw-dropping demonstration. Two pickup trucks loaded with explosive packages are sent speeding toward each other by remote control. Their collision results in a huge blast. The contestants then learn that their task is to modify the bed of the trucks so that a similar collision doesn't trigger another explosion. Joe is chosen to lead the blue team because he came up with the most innovative solution to the problem. He realizes the key is creating a shock absorber to protect the package. However, Joe's leadership abilities are immediately called into question when he starts to break down under the pressure. His hesitation also puts the blue team behind schedule. In the end, they are unable to completely finish their design. The red team, which is captained by Amy, works together more cohesively than the blue team. They are able to finish their modifications on time, but Dan worries that the brakes they used for their widget are too tight and will malfunction. On the final day, the original experiment is recreated when the red and blue team's trucks are made to collide. Unfortunately, both teams fail miserably when their explosive packages burst into flames. This presents the judges with a tough decision. They have to select a contestant from one of the teams to eliminate from the show. To find out who that is, tune in to The Big Brain Theory, Pure Genius on Discovery.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. We're going to first concentrate on that first episode. That episode will be covered in this program today. So you can kind of get a taste of what this whole show is going to be like. The first episode literally begins with a bang. A bang is a big, loud noise. For example, if a bomb goes off, that's a bang. It's something that really gets your attention. Literally means it happens exactly the way we say it does. So you'll actually hear a loud sound. It's not just that it's exciting, but you honestly will hear that loud bang as you watch the episode begin, at least.
Right, bang. You know, I've recorded, teaching materials here in Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
And when the word bang comes up, they always say, no, don't say bang, say byang. Say byang, byang, byang. I guess they like that word better. But don't say that if you're speaking English, because we use the word bang to talk about a loud sound that is caused by some kind of explosion, a bang, like the bang that comes from a gun or a bomb or whatever. Now, literally here means, well, actually, this is the case. And this is the opposite of figuratively. Sometimes they use the word figuratively. It's not really what's happening. there's not really a bang going off most of the time. Well, the party began with a bang. That means everybody was having fun. There wasn't really actually an explosion. A bomb did not go off, and several people who went to the party got killed. No, that's not what happened. It's just figuratively there. But here, it's actually literal. It literally began with a bang. Boom! There was a loud explosion. Actually, that is what happened.
Well, that's the first thing that happens, and then they have a very short introductory speech by the host. Remember, the host is Cal Penn, the guy from the TV episode House or TV series House. If you give an introduction, you kind of make a statement. Maybe you're introducing to the audience what you're about to do. Maybe you're talking about the event that they're going to be seeing or participating in. Maybe you're introducing the speakers. You're telling people who's speaking to them. Well, this is a very short introduction that the host gives, and talks about how they're going to proceed, what's going to happen next, I'm sure. The contestants then witness a jaw-dropping demonstration. To witness here is being used as a verb. It means you see something with your very own eyes. No one tells you about it. You get to see it firsthand is another way for us to say you witness something. Jaw-dropping means it's so shocking that your mouth just falls open, your jaw drops. Wow. And in demonstration, well, here in Taiwan, we like to give demonstrations when we're showing somebody a new product. We want to show them the different features. If you go to the grocery stores here, a lot of times they'll give you demos of a new product. They'll give you little tastes, and they'll want you to learn a little bit more about the product. That's a demonstration.
Actually, that reminds me. There's a lady in the Carrefour Center in Xindian who demonstrates this window cleaner. Like, every time I go there, she's there. Although it's not a window cleaner, it's like a screen cleaner. It cleans the screens and
really?
Stuff like that. She's there almost every time I go there. She is demonstrating that product. And I think she wouldn't be there every day if she did not sell some of those products. So good on her. But here, we've got contestants witnessing a jaw-dropping demonstration. It's really surprising, really awesome. Here's what happens. We have two pickup trucks loaded with explosive packages, and they are sent speeding toward each other by remote control. Oh, thank goodness. That means there's nobody driving them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the people would get killed in that collision. Now, first of all, we need to talk about this vehicle here, a pickup truck. The U.S. has pickup trucks all over the place. I've seen them in other countries here in Asia as well. I don't see them so much here in Taiwan, although they do have trucks that function like pickup trucks, but I can't really call them pickup trucks for some reason. They're those blue trucks you see all over the place.
Yep.
Basically, just a driver and a passenger up front, and then in the back, it's open to put things in there. It's open to the air. That's what a pickup truck is.
Uh-huh. And it's loaded with explosive packages. If something is explosive, it's describing something that can blow up or explode. So those are pretty dangerous trucks, I would say, because they have something that will explode in the back of them. They're sent speeding toward each other. And again, there are no drivers in these trucks. They're being controlled remotely. Remote means from a far distance. A remote control is what we call that little television device that we use to change the channel or the volume by sitting on the sofa and just pointing that remote control at the TV, and it will change automatically. That's a remote control. And here, these trucks are being actually controlled remotely. You can have remote control cars, remote control airplanes.
Helicopters.
Yeah, all of those things. My little nephews love to play with their remote control planes. They're pretty big, and they take them out, and they fly them in the park. It's kind of fun.
It's a big hobby here in Taiwan as well.
Every time,
well, not every time, but a lot of times I go to those riverside parks. There are people playing with those remote controlled airplanes. And if you're talking about the machine that controls your television, you can shorten it to simply remote. Hey, where's the remote? I can never find the remote.
Uh-huh.
But here, these trucks are loaded with explosive packages. Explosive means they're going to blow up, and they're controlled by remote control. And then, of course, as you might expect, the pickup trucks collide. And the noun form of collide is collision. The collision here refers to when two things bash into each other. Hey, there was a car collision on the highway the other day. Hopefully nobody got killed. But here, this is a collision, and the collision results in a huge blast. We could say because of the collision, a huge blast resulted. Blast here is similar to the word explosion, just something blew up. It had a big bang.
A collision is also very similar to the word crash. Their crash results in a huge blast. Again, a big crash or collision is just when two things hit each other with a lot of force. The contestants then learn that their task is to modify or change slightly the bed of the trucks. The bed of a truck is the back part of the truck that's open in a pickup truck where you can load things in it and take things somewhere. They're supposed to modify that bed of the truck so that a similar collision or crash doesn't trigger another explosion. If you trigger something, this is a verb. It means you cause something to start functioning, to start working. So they don't want another explosion, although they will have another collision. This time, they're telling them whatever is in the back of the trucks that's explosive, you have to protect it so we don't have this big blast.
It's indeed a very important thing to do because you never know when two pickup trucks are going to collide and explode because of their contents here.
Yeah.
Well, Joe has chosen to lead the blue team because he came up with the most innovative solution to the problem. So we've got Joe here. He's the leader of the blue team, and he came up with a solution here. To come up with something means you thought of this idea, you imagined it, you are the author of that idea. And innovative means, hey, it's a solution or an answer that no one else has thought of. It's a totally new approach to the problem.
He realizes the key, if you realize something, you suddenly think, oh, I get it. He realizes the key is creating a shock absorber to protect the package or whatever is in the back of the truck. A shock absorber is something we usually talk about that's in a car or even a motorcycle. It's a device that's connected to the wheels of any car or vehicle, and it kind of smooths down the effects of traveling on a rough road or rough surface. So you kind of bounce instead of just hit something sharply. If your car has a horrible shock absorber or your shocks are gone, which means you need to replace them, it's kind of a rough ride. You want to smooth the ride down to protect the package in the back of these trucks. We're going to talk about what Joe comes up with, guys. But right now we're going to give a few minutes over to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Eric， 欢迎收听 English Digest。今天是关于 Discovery 的新节目《工程师大对决》第二天的课程，就让我们继续分析课文里面的难句。课文第一段第一句说 ：“The first episode literally begins with a bang。”那昨天我们有说过，文章名称及节目名称的前半部是 The Big Brain Theory。那其实是双关语，那因为它听起来和 The Big Bang Theory 听起来很像，那 Bang 指的就是爆炸声，所以第一句话的意思就是第一集真的是 Boom 的一声就开始了。那我们就来看看节目展示了什么给参赛者看，那为什么一开始就有爆炸呢？接下来我们看到第一段的第三句 Two pickup trucks loaded with explosive packages are sent speeding toward each other by remote control. 中文就是说，两辆载着炸药包的小卡车遥控即时开向对方。句子里的主词是 two pickup trucks， 后面的 loaded with explosive packages 则是分词片语，用来修饰这两辆发财车，说他们是装载着炸药包。句子的动词是 are sent 加 ving， 也就是受到控制疾驶而去的意思。那我们可以说 send somebody 或 something 加 ving， 那就是表示让某人或某物做快速移动。那我们来看个例句， Jet Li's powerful kick sent the bad guy flying， 意思就是说李连杰强而有力的一踢让坏蛋飞了起来。再来我们看句子最后面的 remote control， 指的就是遥控的意思。 那因为前面是介系词 by， 那根据介系词加名词或动名词的规则，我们可以知道这里 remote control 是名词片语。那补充一下，形容词的遥控的要怎么说呢？我们会说 remote 加连字号 hyphen， 也就是短的横线，再加 control 的。那这里的 control 是重复字尾 l 再加 ed， 然后会念成 remote controlled， 表示遥控的。那例如 a remote controlled toy car 就是玩具遥控车。接着我们看到第一段第五句， The contestants then learn that their task is to modify the bed of the trucks so that a similar collision doesn't trigger another explosion。 意思就是说，接着参赛者得知他们的任务就是要改造小卡车后方的载货平台，那以使类似的相撞不会再引发爆炸。我们看到 modify 这个字指的是改造的意思，也就是做部分的修改。那这里补充一下，这个字在文法上那其实是修饰的意思。那我们来看个例句， Adjectives modify nouns， 中文就是说形容词修饰名词。那让我们再回到句子看一下，为什么要改造卡车呢？ So that 也就是为了以便的意思，那后面接的是目的。那句子后半段说 So that a similar collision doesn't trigger another explosion， 所以呢目的就是为了不让类似的相撞事件引发再一次的爆炸。要注意这里的 that 常常省略，所以不要看到 so 就以为是所以， so 也可能是 so that 省略的 that。 让我们来看个例句， He studies hard so that he can get good grades， 意思就是说他用功读书是为了得到好成绩。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about today's program here, or what's happening in this episode of The Big Brain Theory Pure Genius. We've got Joe. He's the leader of the blue team. He came up with the most creative and innovative solution. He's going to use shock absorbers to protect that package full of explosives. However, Joe's leadership abilities are immediately called into question when he starts to break down under the pressure. So I guess he's got to perform two roles here. One is the creator of this idea, but he's also got to lead this team.
Yeah.
And those are two different abilities here. So maybe you can be really smart to invent things, but can you manage people? I guess Joe can't here because his ability to lead is called into question. If something's called into question, that means people are starting to doubt this, and they're asking questions. Are you really qualified to do this? I don't think you're good enough. Maybe somebody else should take over the leadership position.
Yeah, so to call into question, as Tom says, it means you start to doubt whether something's true or something's real. You kind of hesitate. You're uncertain about something that maybe you've been told in the past. Perhaps you have a new employee who presents you with this great resume, and suddenly his credentials, his background, is called into question when someone finds out they didn't really get a degree from Zhengda or from Taida. They just put it on their resume. They're lying. So if you call it into question something, you say, I don't believe this is true. So they actually start to doubt whether he can lead. Because what happens? Well, he starts to break down under the pressure. If you break down, you start working, stop working properly, kind of fall apart. Maybe you've had your car break down on the highway before and you had to leave it on the side of the road because it just wouldn't run again. He starts to break down under the pressure, meaning he kind of loses control emotionally, perhaps. Maybe he gets so stressed he can't think clearly. It's very hard to follow a leader who is showing the strains or the stress of pressure.
He can't take the pressure. He starts to break down. Or we could say he's having a breakdown. Their breakdown is a noun, but you have to write it as one word, breakdown. Some people suffer from nervous breakdowns, for example, if they're under too much pressure. Now, he's got this hesitation, so his hesitation also puts the blue team behind schedule. We all know what it is to be behind schedule. You haven't completed the work you're supposed to complete at a certain time. You're still working on something else, so you're behind schedule. You're not on time. And hesitation here is when you hesitate. You're uncertain, so you kind of slow down and you start thinking in different directions. And we don't like people who hesitate. We like people who are decisive and can make the decision right away.
Yeah, it's true. Well, if you're behind schedule, it means according to the schedule that you plan for yourself, you're late in achieving the targets or the goals that you set out. So it looks like they're not going to finish in time. If you get behind schedule, it's very hard to catch up. You have to work twice as hard sometimes.
Work overtime, too.
I'm sure all of us have done that. In the end, they are unable to completely finish their design. So it looks like Joe's leadership let the team down. They actually didn't even finish their plan. So that's kind of hard to go into a competition and not feel like you've completed your project. That's hard.
I bet everybody's really angry at Joe there. We could have won this competition if it weren't for you. You're such a terrible leader. You are hesitating all the time. And so they couldn't finish their design. But the red team is captained by Amy, and this team works together more cohesively than the blue team. Captain here usually is a noun. I'm the captain of the football team, for example. But here, captain is being used as a verb. That just means she's serving as the captain or serving as the leader of the red team. So the red team is captained or led by Amy, and they all work together more cohesively. If something's cohesive, it's together. It's not breaking down. They're not hesitating. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
They're united. They're sticking together. It's a great feeling if you're working together cohesively with team members or people you work with. They are able to finish their modifications on time. Remember, we talked about how they had to modify the bed of the trucks. To modify means to change slightly. Modifications is the noun form of the verb to modify. So they were able to finish on time according to schedule, but Dan worries that the brakes they use for their widget are too tight. Widget is another word for gadget. It's kind of a very small device. It's mechanical. It could be electrical. A widget. It's kind of a fun word. They are worried about those brakes, at least Dan is, and he feels they will malfunction. Mal here is a word that means bad. It's actually a French word. They use M-A-L to mean bad. So bad and function means work. So bad work means it's not working. So when you see mal as a preposition or a prefix, I should say, in front of a word, a prefix, know that it means bad or not. It's not functioning.
Malady, for example,
yeah.
That means you're sick. Something's bad with you. But here, malfunction, it means it's not doing what it's supposed to. It's breaking down. Sometimes we might experience a malfunction in our cars, and it might cause an accident or something.
Uh-huh.
So make sure your car is working in tip-top shape. So their widget is too tight, and they think it's going to malfunction. It's going to fail to function. And on the final day, the original experiment is recreated when the red and blue team's trucks are made to collide. In other words, they take the trucks from each team and they actually make them run into each other, bash into each other on purpose. This is the original experiment. Original means the first one, the one that happened first. And experiment, well, that's what scientists do. They have a theory, and so they design some kind of experiment to see if their idea is actually true.
Here's the bad news. Both teams fail miserably.
Oh, no.
If you're miserable, you feel awful, so sad, so depressed. But we often will see fail miserably used together. It means you fail in a big way, not just a little failure. It's a big failure. They fail miserably because when their explosive packages in the back of the trucks explode, we know that there's a problem. You see, they still had to collide. That was part of the experiment. They had to crash, but they just had to make sure that the packages in the back didn't burst into flames, and that's exactly what happened. To burst into means something happens very suddenly. You can burst into tears. Oh, that poor girl, when she heard that her dog died, she just burst into tears. Or here, we're using burst into flames, which means a fire starts very quickly, suddenly. It's like flames just explode.
Yes, burst into flames. If you're in a musical, you can burst into song, of course.
Burst into laughter.
Burst into laughter.
Sure.
It suddenly happens, basically.
Uh-huh.
So it just explodes really quickly. And as a result of that, the judges are presented with a tough decision. Here, tough just means difficult. They have to select a contestant from one of the teams to eliminate from the show. So this is a difficult decision. If you get eliminated, you are taken out. If you're in some kind of contest or a competition, if you lose, you're eliminated and you can no longer participate in that competition.
Well, in order to find out who gets booted off the show, you're going to have to tune in to The Big Brain Theory, Pure Genius on Discovery. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们看到第二段第四句 His hesitation also puts the blue team behind schedule. 中文是说他的优柔寡断也让蓝队进度落后。句子我们要注意的是最后一个字 schedule 的字词搭配用法。句子里面是用 behind schedule 表示进度落后的意思。那现在我们来补充一下别的搭配用法。如果要说进度超前，我们可以说 ahead of schedule. Ahead, A-H-E-A-D. Of, 这是 O-F. Ahead of schedule. 如果要表示准时，按照预定的时间表，我们可以说 on schedule. 那如果要说事情按照计划，我们也可以说 according to schedule. 另外，我们也常用 tight schedule. Tight.T-I-G-H-T 表示行程很紧，时间很少，需要完成很多事情。那最后，让我们来看个例句。The new building was finished 6 months ahead of schedule. 中文就是说，这栋新建筑比预定时间要早6个月完工。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And hey, check out this show on Discovery Channel. You'll learn some things about science and you'll improve your English at the same time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.